Diverting from my plan once again. Oh boy, Kara. It's a blessing and a curse to have a plan. Plans give us direction, but if we stay too fixed in the plan, then we don't allow for intelligence and creativity and emergence to come through. So I say that because I always have a light plan for the week, but then there's this idea that comes out of left field, and it's like, hey, go there. And I think, well, but I was going to go here all week, but why not go there? Right? So, as we're talking about patterns this week, I think it's important to just give you my kind of organization here and my stream of consciousness. If we're too fixed, what are we missing in life? If we're too set on things happening like this, we may miss this brilliant moment that's ready to emerge over here. And so that's what I'm feeling today as I'm talking about patterns and offering you up these ideas of how to notice your patterns, notice where you get really caught in a way of being and how you're trying to control and manipulate situations and people. Noticing what you're afraid or not willing to admit to yourself about being fixing things and forcing things in life. As we're talking about that, what about those moments when you are feel the freedom to jump off the pattern. When you feel that moment of creativity, that moment of inspiration, do you allow that to emerge? So I don't even know if I'm making sense. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because what we're doing here and talking about isn't just surface mindfulness. This is about getting underneath the hood of your car and really understanding the way you work. Because the way that we change and evolve and expand and grow and then help each other is by really getting under the hood of the car and looking at ourselves. And being willing to see and admit what's not working anymore. The way that we change is by noticing our patterns first and then redirecting patterns that are not helpful. And this is where we're headed for the rest of the week and into next week, I suppose, now. But for today, what I want to offer you is the insight that when you notice a pattern and it's not helpful and you admit it, like I control my this, or I fix my that, or I can't seem to let go of needing things to work like this, when we notice that and we redirect it, just noticing it's redirecting it and saying to yourself, I don't want to be a fixer all the time. I'm going to cross my fingers when my daughter talks to me so that I don't just jump with advice, and I'm going to let her talk. When we do that over and over again, we start to redirect the pattern. It's called neuroplasticity. We start to change the direction of the pattern. We start to break down an old pattern and create a new pattern. It's a groove. It's like a sled going down a hill. If all we do is going down that same path, the same path of control, the same path of manipulation, the same path of fixing, the same path of forcing, the same path of high maintenance, the same path of needing things to be like this. If all we do is go down that same path, that groove is going to get very, very deep. And by the time we're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, we can't get out of that groove. It's so damn deep. But by shining the light of our attention on the groove and once in a while jumping patterns, once in a while saying, you know what, I'm going to cross my fingers and not give advice. This is how we start to redirect. And we start to create a new groove, a new sutra, and a better situation, a better behavior. And we start to form new mental patterns. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. But it's worth it. Because we don't want to be curmudgeons out there. We don't want to be fixed, ugly forcers. We don't want to be so tied up in our own way of thinking that we can't even hear someone else's point of view. This is mental strength training. This is how we become mentally fit. I hope that there's a little nugget in here for you today. Let me know if what I am saying here is landing, because I'm going out on a limb in 6 minutes or less. I need to hear from you. I want to hear from you. DM me. Find me on social media. Let's engage. My friend, this is mental strength training, and it is time that we really gain hold of the way that we're thinking, being in the world, because the world needs us at our fittest right now. Have a great day.